hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry, "Abba, Father." Jesus teaches us to call God our Father, and that's an intimate term for us because we do not think of the transcendent divinity as close to us at all, unless we think of him in the way the Christian church thinks of him, as Father and Son and Holy Spirit. A Father who loves his Son, who sends his Son, and a Son who is sent by the Father who loves his Father. The Spirit, that love which proceeds from the Father, comes to us in Jesus Christ and announces himself to us in our hearts and minds each and every day of our lives as we become more and more like him. Paul tells us of the richness of this transformation when he says, "But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you." It's quite possible that the Spirit of God will not dwell in us, that he will not come to us if we don't invite him. But behold, he stands at the door and knocks and says, "Let me in, let me in." And to all of us, he gives an equal opportunity to do so. Each of us is called by him to come to him. And on this feast day of Pentecost, when the Jews celebrated the giving of the Ten Commandments, they knew a new way. They knew a new way because the Holy Spirit came to them in a different way, not by the confusion of languages, but by the hearing and expression of one true faith. The apostles were given the power to go out and preach to all nations. They had to go to many places. Paul spoke Greek. He did not speak all these other languages. They had to go from place to place. And the Lord gave the apostles the power to speak and be heard. In our first reading, we hear that devout Jews from every nation under heaven were coming to Jerusalem that day to celebrate their great feast, the Feast of Weeks. But they heard this sound, a loud sound, and they heard and they were astonished because they said, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans?" They spoke a particular dialect. This was not Hebrew. This was Galilean. And they were speaking a poor people's language, but everyone understood them. And that was a gift and charism of God for the benefit of the institution of his church throughout the Mediterranean. Back to Paul. "Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh." That is, we have to work very hard to transform through grace ourselves. We are not perfect. We are not pure and holy, the way the Heavenly Father calls us to be. But Jesus doesn't say, "Go away, you sinners." He says, come to me, and I will give you rest. Come to me, and I will refresh you. Come to me, and I will give you the inheritance that my Father has given me. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. At the beginning of time, God created men and women to live in union with him, and he calls us all into that communion. He calls us to be with himself, and we can only do that if there is really a true spiritual transformation taking place in our lives. We cannot hold to the old ways, to evil, to licentiousness, to anything that we know are our sins. We have to get beyond them. And that's why he instituted the sacrament of the forgiveness of sins. When he told his apostles, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you are forgiven, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you retained, they are retained. The Lord was setting up a means of grace, a means by which he was to communicate through his apostles the forgiveness that God gives us when he says, repent and believe the good news. Repent and believe the good news. Don't keep wallowing in your sins. Don't think that you're unforgivable. Don't think that you're perfect already. But don't take it all for granted either. Work hard each day to transform your mind into the mind of Christ. And we do that each time we come to the Blessed Sacrament, to this holy sacrifice of the Mass. A transformation will take place if we but offer ourselves as spiritual gifts, as spiritual sacrifices, not only on the altar, but on the altar of the world, which doesn't understand us at all. And for many times we will sacrifice things and not be understood. But the Lord promises us to be with us till the end of time. Paul says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If we only suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Some don't like that last part. Some don't like the idea that they're going to have to suffer with the Lord in order to be glorified with him. But any who truly enter the spiritual life will know that they suffer for the sake of righteousness, that they suffer for the sake of truth. And the Lord promises that he will glorify us. So this day, this very day of Pentecost, when we come to this holy table of the Lord, to this holy altar, to Sinai, to Pentecost, to all of those spiritual enriching deeds of history that God, when God reveals himself to us, let us be transformed once again and become more the body and blood of Christ, so that the spiritual gift that he has given us will bear much fruit in our lives and in the lives of all we touch. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love.